Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're sitting here in a very, very lovely new apartment house in the city of Petah Tikva, outside of Tel Aviv, in the four-room apartment of Mr. Daniel Bludz and his family. Mr. Bludz came from the Soviet Union 6 months ago, from the city of Vilna, or 7 months ago. I'm not sure we can get the exact time from him. He is here with his father and a very lovely family. And around him is all the furniture which has just arrived. And sitting across the table from him is another friend by the name of Mrs. Leia Machinson, who comes from Riga. And she is also in Israel only 6 or 7 months. So we have here two new immigrants, wonderful people. I've been talking to them before we started taping this program, and you will enjoy them very much. Mr. Bludz is a lawyer, a young man, just over 40, and Mrs. Machinson has a whole intellectual career behind her in Russia dealing with music and many other things. And I would like now to turn to them and ask them some questions about their experiences, how they came here, what their thoughts and their hopes were. And so I'll begin with the lady first. Mrs. Machinson, why is it that you wanted to leave Russia at all, where you had a very good life, as I understand it? Why did you want to come to Israel?
I wanted to come to Israel because I wanted to live in a Jewish country. I'm educated in a Jewish culture.
What do you mean you were educated in a Jewish culture? What happened to you when you were a young person, you mean?
Yes, my whole family loved the Jewish people and wanted to, knew the Jewish history, and I knew all about the Jews.
Who taught you? Where did you learn this?
My parents, and I wrote very much about it, and I was interested in it.
Well, now, if you had a Jewish background and a Jewish upbringing, couldn't you continue to have that in Russia? Why did you have to leave Russia?
In Russia, we have no schools, no theaters, no library, anything in Jewish. Nothing is in Jewish.
And so what you came for was to look for a Jewish life here in Israel?
I want to be here in our country. We have an own Jewish country. I want to help to build the country. And what is important, I want that my children will grow and live here in the country and know that they are in their own country.
Well, that's a very natural, understandable a statement of a mother, emotional toward her children. Mr. Bludz, you are a lawyer, a trained man with an analytical mind. What was your reason for wanting to come here?
My reason is similar one. I also think that it's one way for a Soviet Jew who wants to be really a Jew and to live a Jewish life and to educate the children of him also in the Jewish spirit. It's only way to went to Israel. And it was the reason I try my best to go to Israel, and in the result I'm here, and I'm very happy that I and my family and my two children, we are here, and we'll build together with all Israeli people the new, nice Israeli state.
Were you persecuted in Russia? Did you have any problems? I'm really trying to get to the bottom of why it was that you left a country where you were apparently a free citizen, an equal citizen. What motivated you to leave if you were if there was a pogrom, if you were being attacked by the police? Well, I could understand it. But they tell me that there was no physical persecution in Russia. So it must be something not physical, it must be something spiritual, or it must be something inside of you that wanted you to leave Russia and come here.
I answer just that the reason is that in Russia we have no any opportunity to be really to be Jews. We have all negative sides of being Jew, and we have no positive. We have no Jewish culture, we have no Jewish newspapers, Jewish schools, Jewish theater, and so on and so on. The Jewish people is in the way of assimilation, and the Soviet government is interested to assimilate the Jews. And those Jews, they don't want to be assimilated. Those Jews, they want to be really Jews. They have only one way, it's my opinion, to go to their own state, to the state of Israel.
Well, that's very clear. Okay. Now, we get all kinds of stories here in Israel, and I'm sure also in America, about the difficulties that are put in your way to get out. Mrs. Machenson, I would like to get from you your story of how you get out. What did you do to get out? When you applied for exit visa, what happened to you? Let's go slowly to see if we can make it clear.
I worked for a manager in a concert hall.
In a concert hall?
Yes, and I propagated classic music, and it was an interesting work, and I was material, good settled. But when I wanted to leave to Israel, they threw me from the work.
In other words, when you applied to leave Russia, they threw you out of the job, okay?
Yes.
So you were not working.
Yes.
What did you do then?
Then I began to protest. I began to write letters and to visit all the chairmen of the government and of the KGB,
the Russian secret police.
Russian secret police. And in October of the last year, I took part in a demonstration.
A demonstration?
Yes, in
Understand
Moscow.
Demonstrations in Moscow are not really allowed.
They are not allowed, no.
So where was this demonstration? Where was it?
The demonstration was in front of the house of the Central Committee of the Communist Party, where Brezhnev is living.
The house of Brezhnev himself, was he there when you were protesting?
No, Brezhnev at the same time, at the same hour when we were standing in front of the house, were in Paris.
He was in Paris?
Yes.
I don't suppose that you stood in the front of the house very long.
No, we stood for half an hour. We wanted we had a letter and we wanted to give it to the secretary.
But did they take the letter?
No. There was very many high police and soldiers and officers, and they brought buses and wanted to bring us away from the place. But we protested, didn't want to go with the bus. Then they took us and threw us in the buses.
When you say they threw you, you mean they took you physically? With power?
Yes.
And they pushed you into the
bus? Pushed in the buses.
The police.
There were five buses. We were 92 people.
92
there.
Jews?
Jews from many towns.
Riga,
Vilna, Moscow, Leningrad.
Oh, so it was a group
Caucasus,
from all over the country.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh, uh-huh. And they pushed 92 of you into the buses.
The
where
buses
did they take
took
you?
Took us to the police, where in a room where they are bringing drinkers and bandits.
Drunkards and bandits.
Drunkards and bandits, yes. And there we were sitting for 20 hours.
Ooh, 20 hours.
Yes.
And they were asking you questions?
Yes, there came a great, police from the center, and they took us questions, but we didn't answer.
Did they make you sign a confession?
Yes, but we didn't sign it.
You didn't sign it?
No. Uh-huh. Not one.
Did they do anything to hurt you physically?
No.
Nobody was beaten?
No.
Okay.
But we had not, didn't get to eat.
No food for 24 hours?
Only water.
Uh-huh. Well then, what did they do? You were from all over the country. Did they send you back to your cities?
They took us in buses and sent you away with the railway.
To the railway station.
To the railway station in the center of Moscow. And there were high police and high soldiers, and they put us in the railway, and we opened the windows and sang the song "Let My People Go" in Russian.
Ugh, what an act of protest. This took a lot of courage. With the police all around you and soldiers around you, you were singing "Let My People Go" in Russian so that the other
people
could hear.
Understand,
uh-huh,
yes.
Okay, well, when you got back to your hometown, then did the police leave you alone, or they were still bothering you?
They leave us alone, but we protested. We sent a telegram to the procureur, to the chief procureur of...
The chief prosecutor, yes.
Of the Soviet Union, against the... what they did with us.
Well, how long after that did it take before they finally gave you an exit visa for you to get out?
It took 3 months after that.
Three more months.
Yes.
In the 3 months, did they hurt you? Did they threaten you?
They frightened me, and they wanted to arrest me.
Uh-huh.
But I got the permission, yes.
Well, you know, if you people in the radio audience could be looking at this lady now, who is talking in such a simple, modest way about what she went through, you would realize that you're talking about a real heroine, because here she came up against the whole power of the Russian state, police, army, made a protest in front of the house of Brezhnev, wrote letters to the Russian government, to the United Nations, and, you know, she sort of ends the story in a very simple way, that finally she got out and she is here. I think we should realize that it takes an extraordinary amount of heroism on the part of the Jews of Russia to come here. Well, I would like to turn the question now for a minute back to Mr. Blutz and ask him a different one. He's a lawyer. And I'd like to ask him, since he's been in Israel for 7 months, what he's been doing, what he's been through, and what his hopes are for the future.
Well, during 5 months, I was in the absorption center. I studied Hebrew, and I am very happy that during this time, I learned the Hebrew in a good level. In a good level, it means I can speak with the Israelis, and they understand me, and I understand them.
I think that's pretty good after a few months.
Well, and I hope that during a short, relatively time, I'll know Hebrew in a good level, I hope. Well, now after the absorption center, I'm thinking about the general direction of my life, about my profession, and I hope to be a lawyer, and I want and I try my best to be a lawyer in Israel too. It must be a long process during maybe 2 years. I'll learn and I'll work. I have a lot of affairs of job, and I hope in the near time to begin to work maybe in the system of the Jewish agency to help in the very interesting and very important work of the absorption of the new Olim in Russia.
Mrs. Machenson, let me ask you a question. We have only a few minutes. What is one word that you would like to say to the people of America?
I want to say to the Jews in America, to the youth of America, come to us. If not come to us, as help us. Help us to do our country strong. Then Israel will have an opportunity to help us, Russian Jews.
You're asking the Jews of America to help Israel, then Israel can help absorb the Russian
yes.
Jews better. Okay.
And to all people who hear us, not Jews, I want to ask, do much protest, and it helps the Jews in Russia to leave Russia.
Protests against the Russian government help Jews to leave Russia. And so you are urging people to continue the protests, "Let My People Go."
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Bludge, the last word is yours. What have you got to say to the Jews of America and the non-Jews of America? By the way, have you ever met any non-Jews?
Yes, of course. When I was in the absorption center near Haifa, I have spoken with a lot of American groups, and I've spoken especially with the governor of the state, Virginia. If I'm not mistaken, he isn't a Jew. And it was a very nice meeting. And during this meeting, during the meetings with the American, I told them, and I want to use the possibility, the opportunity now, to say the same words. First of all, we are very thankful for the Jews of USA and no Jews of USA for their struggle to help us to go from Russia. It was a very important struggle, and I think that in the result of this struggle, we are now here. I also want to tell, not only as an immigrant from Russia, but also as a citizen of Israel, a new citizen of Israel, that we are very thankful for this help in the absorption, very important work, what Israel receives from the USA, from the administration of USA, from the American people, Jews and not Jews. Israel needs the help. It's a very difficult task to absorb a lot of Soviet Jews. They came. And in the future, I ask the American people, the American administration, to continue that two very important things, the struggle for the right of go from Russia and the help in the very important absorption work. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Blutz, and thank you, Mrs. Machenson. I think that in a very few minutes, in a very few words, you've given a very clear picture of why you were motivated to come out, what struggles you had to get out, what hopes you have in this new country of Israel, to which you are obviously adjusting very well and very happy here, and what you want people in the free world of America to do for you and for Israel. I'm very grateful to you for the very clear way in which you express this, and I hope that for both of your families, everything goes well in the future, and that you have a good, happy, successful life here. Thank you very much.